Chapter 4. The Lost Scarecrow. A young woman came into the cafe and waved when she saw them. "That's my other daughter, Margot," Mrs. Vanderhoff said. "She looks like Anika," Mrs. McGregor said. Margot had wavy blonde hair like Anika, but she looked a few years older. When Margot sat down, Mrs. Vanderhoff introduced everyone and added, "Margot can tell you about Sleepy Hollow. She works for the county tourist office. She knows all about the history of the place and the wonderful things to see in the area."
"You've come to visit us at the right time," Margot said. "Halloween is the spookiest time of year in the spookiest town in America."
"Is Sleepy Hollow really the spookiest town?"
Benny asked. "It will be if I have my way," Margot said. "There's a contest going on in a travel magazine. I'm submitting an entry for our town. If we win, more tourists will visit us."
"Well, how would the contest be judged?"
Jessie asked.
"Isn't it hard to prove a place is spooky?"
"I'll send in some of the pictures I've been taking of scary places and scary things around town. I'm also writing down all the unexplained hauntings we've had. The Headless Horseman from last night is a perfect story."
"Your sister was very upset by that," Mrs. Vanderhoff said.
"She shouldn't have been." Margot looked annoyed. "I don't think her ghost tour business is going to work. It's silly to have a ghost tour that's not scary."
"You should support your sister's idea," Mrs. Vanderhoff said. "Anika is trying very hard to earn some money for the house repairs. We need a new roof."
"Mother, you should just sell the house to Mr. Beekman," Margot said. "You could use the money to rent a shop in a better location right downtown and get yourself an apartment. Then you wouldn't have to worry about the roof. Plus, the town needs a gift shop on the main street."
"I love our house. It's been in our family too long to sell it because it requires some work." She poured herself some coffee. "Would you please pass me the sugar, Violet?"
Violet handed the bowl and its tongs to Mrs. Vanderhoff. Benny watched with interest as Mrs. Vanderhoff used the tongs to take a sugar cube out of the sugar bowl. She dropped it into her coffee.
"I didn't know sugar came in little blocks like that," Benny said. "Can I try one?"
"Just one," Jessie said.